Piers Morgan slams Harry for trashing royal family while grandfather in hospital. By Joel B. Polak on March 8, 2021. Good Morning Britain host Piers Morgan slammed Prince Harry on Monday for trashing his family in a Sunday evening interview with Oprah Winfrey from California. While his grandfather, Prince Philip, 99, is being treated in hospital. Prince Philip, who is married to Queen Elizabeth II, 94, has been hospitalized for nearly 3 weeks for the treatment of a heart ailment. Prince Harry joined his American wife, Meghan Markle, for an interview complaining about the royal family. Markle told Winfrey that an unnamed member of the royal family had worried about the skin color of her first child, Archie, and implied that he had been denied the title of prince for that reason, rather than because of century-old protocols. Morgan was outraged at the damage Markle was doing to the royal family from abroad. He tweeted about the interview. "This interview is an absolutely disgraceful betrayal of the Queen and the royal family. I expect all this vile, destructive, self-serving nonsense from Meghan Markle. But for Harry to let her take down his family and the monarchy like this is shameful." Hashtag Oprah Meghan Harry pic.twitter.com/f2kxlsr. Piers Morgan, at Piers Morgan, March 8, 2021. Harry wants America and the rest of the world to hate his own family, hate the monarchy and hate his country. "I suggest everyone waits for the victims of his wife's rampage to have their say on her outlandish claims before they do so." Piers Morgan, at Piers Morgan, March 8, 2021. Harry wants America and the rest of the world to hate his own family, hate the monarchy and hate his country. "I suggest everyone waits for the victims of his wife's rampage to have their say on her outlandish claims before they do so." Piers Morgan, at Piers Morgan, March 8, 2021. Harry wants America and the rest of the world to hate his own family, hate the monarchy and hate his country. "I suggest everyone waits for the victims of his wife's rampage to have their say on her outlandish claims before they do so." Piers Morgan, at Piers Morgan, March 8, 2021. On Good Morning Britain, Morgan said, "I'm angry to the point of boiling over. I'm sickened by what I've just seen. This is a two-hour trashathon of our monarchy and royal family. They trash everybody. They basically make out everybody in the royal family is a white supremacist. I just don't think that's acceptable." Later, in a column at the UK Daily Mail, Morgan added, "Never have I watched a more repulsively disingenuous interview. Here we had the Duke and Duchess of Privacy flinging out the filthy family laundry for the delectation of tens of millions of people all over the world, while simultaneously bleating about press intrusion. They moaned about the terrible pain of their royal titles but were also outraged their son Archie wasn't allowed to be a prince. Having had personal experience, on a very small scale, of Meghan Markle's ruthlessness when dispensing of anyone in her life that ceased to be of use to her, it was no great shock to see her lighting a gigantic bonfire that will surely cause irreparable damage to her husband's family." Morgan predicted that the accusation of racism lobbed at Queen Elizabeth, who famously embraced and danced with African liberation leader Kwame Nkrumah in 1961 in what was seen at the time as a daring statement about racial equality, would damage the royal family worldwide. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.